Psalm 13 and verse number 6. Here in the Psalms, David writes a lot of the Psalms. He doesn't write all of them, but he writes a lot of the Psalms. And this is one of those that David wrote as a prayer and a song. And as we look at this, I want us to look at verse number 6. And it says, "And I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me." It's interesting, Johann Sebastian Bach made this statement. He said, "All music should have no other end and aim than to glorify God and the soul's refreshment. Where this is not remembered, there is no real music, but only devilish hubbub." I thought, well, that's hubbub? So just interesting that someone way back in those days, and Bach made that kind of statement. But music is very important. And music is especially important this time of year. We think of these songs that we sing. We had a great time on Friday night singing the Christmas carols. And we need to sing them in our hearts. We ought to play them in our homes. Keep our hearts rejoicing in the things of God. But singing and music is very, very important. And David here makes it very clear that singing was important to him, and he had good reasons for singing. And as we look at this psalm here tonight, particularly this one verse here, I want us to notice very carefully the reasons that David said he was singing. He gives us one specific reason why he was singing, but in order to understand that, I want us to pull each part of the verse apart a little bit and examine it from each aspect. First of all, he says, "I will sing." And that is an important thing. David chose to sing. It's interesting. Garrett has learned something that most of you haven't seen. And that is that when you're standing up here leading songs, not everybody sings. And you can't get everybody to sing. Some people just sit there, especially if you sing a new song. You know, there's a lot of people that won't even try. They're just going to sit there. Fair enough, if they want to hear the tune, I understand that. But after you've sung four verses of it, they ought to be able to sing a little bit of it. But a lot of people won't do that. They just sit there. And there's probably reasons for it. I'm not condemning them for why they're doing it, because I don't know their heart. But the truth is that David here says, "I will sing." He said, "I am choosing to sing. I am choosing to sing." You know, you look around in nature. Why do the birds sing? Well, the birds don't sing because they get up in the morning and say, "You know, it's a beautiful day. I think I'll sing today." Tweet, 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 tweet. No, they sing, and I'm sure they probably have, you know, they're more joyful at one time or another. Some of them sing during mating periods, and some of them sing during different times. But they sing because of their instinct. God put inside of them the desire and instinct to be able to sing. And every time they sing the same melody, you get the magpies, they sing their nice little beautiful tune. And you get some of the other birds, and they all have their own little tune. And they don't, well, in the case of some of them, they're mimickers, and they can mimic some of the other ones. But most of the time, the bird sings their own tune. And they do that out of instinct. Humans are the only sing by choice. You stop and think about that. That's not one of our native things to our instinct. You know, we don't have an instinct that makes us sing every morning when we get up or sing each night when we go to bed. We sing by choice. And David said, "I will sing. I will sing." He chose to sing. And you may not be a natural singer, and some people aren't. You know, some people just sing, sing, sing all the time. They just have it in their heart all the time. They're a natural singer. Others, you know, choose to sing. But, you know, whether or not you have a melodious voice or one that isn't so melodious, it doesn't really matter to God. God wants to hear us sing. And that is one of the things that's really a blessing, is to be able to sing and to praise the Lord and to thank God for what he's done through singing. And so God loves to hear us sing. Now, David's song came from his heart. And that is very significant. You know, one of the things, and I have found it, and I feel almost convicted as I'm preaching this tonight, because even today, I have struggled with this. The Christmas songs seem to be a little bit harder than other songs sometimes, but our singing in church often becomes mechanical and hypocritical. And what do I mean by that? Well, we're sitting there, and sometimes we're thinking about other things. There's other things going on in our mind. And with the Christmas songs, some of them are a little bit harder to focus on because we're not really familiar with the words, or maybe they're just singing about a story instead of singing about a love for God. You know, and there's nothing wrong with singing about a story, the Christmas story, but they're not necessarily singing about our love for the Lord or our worship to the Lord or something of that nature. It's more of a, just a narrative. And so that makes it a little harder to focus and to sing from the heart. You know, sometimes we're just daydreaming and mouthing the words, thinking about other things, thinking about what am I going to do this afternoon or what I did this afternoon, and just going through the words and saying the words because we know the words. We've heard them lots of times. Then there's times that we just like the tune. And so we sing for enjoyment. You know, I like that tune, so I like this song because that's just a really neat tune to me. I like that. And so we sing it because we just enjoy it, but we're not really thinking about what we're singing. And then we may sing because it's time to sing. You know, we come, what do? We start the service, we three or four songs, and we sing because it's time to sing. But we don't really sing because we love to sing to the Lord. And God wants us to sing to Him. And that can be really convicting when we understand that. God wants me to sing to Him. When I sit down and open this hymn book and we're singing the song, I am to be singing with my focus on the Lord and singing to Him. And many times, we have to confess, and I'll be the first to admit, you know, our mind is wandering to this or that, or what am I going to do next? And you know, even as a pastor, I'm thinking, you know, right now the next thing is I'll be up there and I'm going to be saying this and doing this. And, I mean, those things go through my mind, and I got to block that out if I'm going to sing to the Lord. Otherwise, we sing just mechanically, and that doesn't please the Lord. Now, singing by choice and desire reflects the heart. What do I mean there? I mean, what we sing reflects what comes from our heart. Let me give you some examples to help us understand this. Those who sing filthy songs, why do they sing those filthy songs? When you go to the grocery store, you go to Bunnings or something else, and they're playing all their rubbish songs, and some of them are downright filthy. Why do they sing those kind of songs? Because it comes from their heart. That's what their heart is all about. That's what they think. That's what they feel. That's what they love. It's in their heart. You know, when a young man sings a love song to his sweetheart, why does he do that? It reflects his heart. He loves her. He wants to express his heart to her. And when a rebel sings a rebellious song, the reason he does that is because it's from his heart. You know, back in the years when Melody and I were teenagers, rock and roll music was just becoming popular, and it was rebellious music. And everybody knew it was rebellion music. And the people that were promoting it and singing it were admitting, we sing this because it shows our rebellion against society and against God and against the things out there. We don't like that, so we're singing this rebellion music. And so it was reflecting their heart. When we sing a patriotic song, and you don't hear too many patriotic songs, but when you hear a patriotic song, maybe it's the national anthem or something of that nature, if it's sung from the heart, it's singing because we really do appreciate our country and we really do thank God for this great country that God's given us. And so it is a song that comes from the heart and expressing what is in our heart and soul. And so singing is a reflection of the heart. But our worship songs, if we're going to worship God, worship songs will only worship the Lord when we choose to sing and consciously focus on the Lord and sing the words to His praise. So when we pick up the songbook and we open it up and we're singing a song, the only way that that is really going to bring glory to God and worship Him like we want it to is if we focus on it. And that takes discipline. I have to discipline myself. And sometimes it's easier than other times. Sometimes our heart's just bubbling over and we just think, yes, I want to sing this song because my heart's just bubbling over and thanks to the Lord. And other times we've had a busy day and things have been hectic and we're tired and it takes focus. But if we're going to worship, God wants us to worship Him through our song. And that is one of the ways that we can. And David chose to sing from his heart to glorify the Lord. Now, He says he sang unto the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord. David's song was not a man-centered song. It was a God-centered song. Now, is it evil to sing a man-centered song? No, I don't think so. What do I mean by man-centered song? Well, a clean love song honors your spouse. If I was to sing a love song to my wife and it was upright, decent love song, I could sing that to her and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a perfectly good thing to do. But it's not really focusing on the Lord. It's focusing on giving honor to my wife. A patriotic song is singing in honor to the country and honor for our great heritage. Not necessarily or not directly focusing on the Lord and giving him praise and thanks, but it's nothing wrong with that. Even a school theme song. You know, I don't know how many schools have theme songs, but some schools do. And if you have a theme song of your school and you're singing your school song, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that as long as it's a decent song. And nowadays, I don't know if I can guarantee that. But, you know, singing a school song wouldn't be necessarily wrong. But they're all man-centered and not God-centered. However, many of the man-centered songs have a godless focus, and they are wrong. You know, the ones you have to listen to in the grocery store that are filthy songs and talking about immorality and talking about drunkenness and talking about ungodly stuff. Those are not good songs. Those are songs that are dishonoring God, and they are certainly man-centered in a wicked way. You know, many of the contemporary Christian songs are man-centered more than they're God-centered. You know, the singers often will sing words about God, but at the same time, they sing it in a very sensual way. They sway and they dance and they, you know, it makes it sound like they're, you know, singing a love song and they're supposed to be singing worship to the Lord. And it's all about themselves. And many times they act out things and they're just trying to draw attention to themselves. Oftentimes the music itself mimics the music of the world. And you listen to it and you can't really, if you were standing off far enough, you couldn't tell the words, you would not know that it was supposed to be a Christian song. It sounds just like the wicked songs of the world. And so there's a lot involved in that. But God wants to sing God-centered, God-focused songs when we're singing to Him. And if you claim to know the Lord and do not enjoy singing praise to the Lord, something's missing in your heart. See, it comes from our heart. And if you don't really truly enjoy singing songs about God and worship and praise and honor to the Lord, something's missing down inside. And that is tragic and sad, and we need to not ignore that. Now, David said, I will sing unto the Lord, and then he says, gives us a reason, because he had dealt bountifully with me. The word bountiful means to be flowing over, overflowing, abundant. And so David's song recounted God's blessings. It's good for us to sing songs that recount God's blessings. And God has dealt bountifully with us. You know, sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we overlook that. How good God has been to us. I mean, things could be a lot worse. Even in our state here, God has been good to us this past year. You know, look at what it was like over in the East, and they were on lockdown and wearing masks all the time and couldn't go anywhere, and they had all this. You know, we didn't have any of that. God was good to us. God was very good to us. And God has bountifully blessed us. You look in the Bible, and we find many examples, and I want to take you with me to some of them. Back over in the book of Exodus chapter 15. Turn with me there, if you would, please. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15, and here we find the song of Moses. And Exodus chapter 15 and verse number 1, it says, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." Right now, they were singing this song just after they came across the Red Sea, and they were rejoicing. They were excited. God had blessed them, and God was abundantly encouraging their hearts. Now another verse in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. 1 Chronicles First Chronicles 16, verse 9. Sorry, it's taking a while. 1 Chronicles 16 and verse number 9. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. This is very similar to Psalm 105. It speaks of similar things. But he's saying here, it's one of David's psalms, and he's saying, sing unto the Lord, or sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk of all his wondrous works. You know, many of the psalms in the Bible were songs that were singing of the praises of God and the works of God and the things that God did. And they would sing about the victories that God gave them and the victories over their enemies and how David would sing and say, Lord, you have provided, you've met our needs, you've supplied for us, you've protected us, you've met our... And all these are singing of the wondrous works of the Lord. Another example, Psalm 30, verse number 4. Psalm 30, verse number 4. Psalm 30, verse number 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Wonder how often we do that. We sing and give thanks to the Lord for his holiness, for the fact that God is holy. You know, that's not something we often focus on, that we're singing and praising God because God is holy. And yet, David did that. And it was a reason for their singing and praising God. Psalm 95, verse number 1. Psalm 95, verse number 1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. So here, this time, they're rejoicing, they're singing to the rock of their salvation. Rock of salvation refers to the stable, strong place in which God has in our life, where God can protect us and God can keep us and God can meet our needs. He is the rock of our salvation. And so we sing praise to him for that. One last reference, Psalm 147, verse number 7. Psalm 147, verse number 7. Psalm 147, verse number 7. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto the Lord, unto our God. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. How do you sing praise on a harp? Well, it's not just always with their voice. Some of the singing that they did was musical singing. They were singing with instruments. And David may have been playing the harp and singing along with it. He may have been just playing the harp and in a rejoicing way and worshiping the Lord. But we can sing to the Lord through instruments as well, as long as we do it in a way that would bring glory to God. You know, I have noticed that when God does something unusually wonderful for me, my heart overflows and I just can't help but sing. And that ought to be the way it is regularly. God's good to us. And, you know, when something unusually good happens, that we ought to just rejoice and sing. God is a great God. And so many times God does things for us that are just like, wow, that was special. That was really special. And we just rejoice. And I think of different times when God has provided for us. A couple of weeks back, I went to the Selvos and they had a sale and everything was 50 cents and I got three pair of pants that fit me for 50 cents each. And I thought, that's awesome. And they were really nice. You know, why? God is good. God is good to us. And we need to rejoice in that. Yesterday, I shared this with the kids yesterday afternoon, but yesterday I had a drawer that I got in Bolt Collection that had really nice slides on it. And I wonder how close that would fit to my painting stand there. I'd like a drawer on the bottom of my painting stand. And I took it in there, and it was exactly the right size. All I had to do is put the screws in the side of it, and now it slides in and out. It was exactly the right size. Now, I didn't build my cabinet to any particular size. I just built it the size I thought, well, that looks good. I'll make it that size. God knew all that. And I was so excited after that. That's awesome. I thought, that's amazing that God did that. It could, I mean, if it would have been just 2 millimeter one way or the other, it wouldn't have fit. But it was exactly the right size, the right, exactly the right depth. God is so good to us. And, you know, as we think about these things, God has been dealt with this bountifully in so many ways this past year. And I want us to think about this. He deals bountifully with us spiritually. Maybe it's something you've learned in your Bible. Maybe you've grown this year as you've read and studied your Bible, or maybe it's through your prayer time, or maybe it's through church that you've been growing and God is helping you and God has blessed you. Maybe it's physically. God has provided for you and met needs in your life physically. Perhaps it's financially. Maybe it's emotionally for comfort and stability. There's the idea of provisions, like I just shared, a couple of different provisions the Lord gave to us that, you know, weren't that significant, but they were special to me. And they were very important. Then there's protection. Many times the Lord protects us from this, that, or the other, or harm, or danger. And maybe it's direction, where the Lord's given us clear direction in a particular area in our life. And these are ways that God deals bountifully with us. And in just a few moments, I want us to share some of those things, and not just in a shallow, empty way. I want you to think. I want you to think. Think carefully as you share. You know, it's fine that we can praise the Lord that we've had a nice day today. I'm not talking about that, though. I'm talking about the things that God has specifically done this year that has been an unusual blessing for us in one way or another. And it'll be good for our hearts, and it'll be pleasing to the Lord to be able to rejoice in what God does. And when we sing songs like How Great Thou Art, one of the best songs in our whole book, How Great Thou Art, and Great Is Thy Faithfulness, another amazingly good song, full of rejoicing and praise to the Lord. And Joy to the World, and we sang that today, and Oh Come All Ye Faithful, and Oh Little Town of Bethlehem, and What Child Is This, and many, many other songs in our book are songs that lift up God and praise God and thank Him for the goodness that He's done to us. Now, David expressed genuine appreciation to God. He said there that I will sing unto the Lord. Why? Because He hath dealt bountifully with me. God has been good to me. God has been good to me. And I'm going to sing to God and I praise Him and worship Him in song. And he sang to the Lord from his heart to thank God for His blessings. And this is the kind of singing that truly honors the Lord. Sing unto the Lord, because He had dealt bountifully with me. Now, as we wrap it up here tonight, let's just take a few moments and just, I'm going to pause for prayer first. I'll pray, and as I'm praying, you be thinking, you've been praying and asking God, God, what could I share that would be an honor to You and an encouragement to others of some blessing? If we could think of one specific, significant blessing that God has brought into our life this year, of any sort, doesn't matter, big or little, but something that was a blessing to you, that can be an encouragement to each other and a praise to the Lord. We'll do that, but let's close in prayer first, and then we'll do that. All right, let's pray.